Makos Perek Gimel Mishneh Aleph 3:11. Now we're going on talking about the administration of those Malkos, and we said there's some latitude given to the Bezin to decide just how many he can endure. Because if he's not able to endure the third nine, then we will assess him a fewer number of lashes. So says the Mishnah, Ein omden oso ela b'makos haru'oyos lehishtalesh. We won't assign an estimated number of lashes that he could endure, unless that number can be divided equally into three, divisible by three. That means, for example, if they say, you know, this guy could endure 20 lashes, they won't give him 20, they'll give him 18, because 18 is divisible by 3, 3 times 6, but not 20. Okay? They'll round down, of course, because we can't round up. That'd be dangerous. Now, amduhu lekabel arba'im, if the Bezin initially says this person is strong, he could endure the full 39 lashes. We say 40 here, we mean 39, like in the Pasuk, 40 means 39, it's arbim chasar chas. So then if loka miktas, if he receives some of those lashes, but not yet 39, and then they say, no, we can see what's going on here, this guy is not going to make it, he can't survive full 39 lashes. Let's say, for example, he soils himself, okay? If he loses control of his bowels, that's proof positive that he's lost control of things, it's too much, he's been degraded, so we would stop then. There are other things as well, but if they just see that he's not going to be able to endure it, at that point, pator, stop, they say the end, normal lashes, and that will be the end of it. He doesn't need to sort of like make up lashes later or something like that. Amdu l'kabel shmona esrei. If, on the other hand, before the lashes begin, the Bezin says this person is not, you know, able to endure 39 lashes, let's say we'll give him a half measure, so to speak, and I told you half would be, let's say, 20, but you can't get 20, so you're down to 18. So they say, listen, we'll give him 18. If Mishalaka, after he received those 18, Amru Shiyachol Hula Kabul Arbaim, they say, you know what? We underestimated this guy. He's gotten, you know, 18 lashes, and he seems just fine to us. Even so, Patzer, even so, they're not going to give him more than they originally assessed. If they made an assessment of 18, we're limited to 18. Now, the next point here is like, kind of like a new paragraph. In fact, in the Bavli, it's a new Mishnah here. Avar ver sheyeshba shnei lavin. If a person did a single act for which there is two separate violations, meaning that he is required to endure two sets of lashes, something like what we saw in the previous Mishnah, like for example, you know, he plowed his field with a shor and a chamor together, and it was done on Yom Tov for Shvias, you know, so therefore that action is two separate crimes in one act. So now he has to get two sets of, let's say, up to 39. How do we do that? Says the Mishnah. Amdu omid echad, if they assume, they estimate, this guy could actually endure all his lashes in a single session, meaning he actually could endure more than 39. So as long as we can get up to 42, because that would mean 39 for the first of the two, and at least 3 for the second, that brings us to 42. If it would only be, you know, if less than that, then we'd, if it would be less than that, if you couldn't do more than 39, then we'd say, good, give him 39 now and 39 later. But if you can do 42 in one sitting, we'd say, fine, give him like 42. The first 39, or whatever you want to call it, are for the first, and the next three are for the next, of the other, the second one. So if they can do it in Omed Echad, in a single sitting, Lokeo Pater, they give it to him in one sitting, they give him to him one horrible session of lashes, and then Pater, he's done, no need to get a second session to, you know, complete, if you will. Ve'im lav, but if they say he can't endure two sets at once, meaning he can endure 39 or fewer lashes, then they'll have to give two separate sessions, okay, one for each of the two averas. So then, loke, they would give him lashes according to the number that he could receive, whether that's 39 or 3 or whatever in the middle. And then, umisra pe, they leave him time to recover, to heal. I think that's a process of weeks, right? Not hours or even days, I don't think. Vechozer v'loke, and then he gets his second set of lashes for the second crime.